Everyone wants to know the secrets to happiness. And one of the things I'm going to tell you right off the bat, and this is not a negative, this is a reality, is that happiness to be a constant in our lives will always be elusive. You know, for people that want to be happy 24/7, these tips probably aren't for you because you can't be happy 24/7. There's too many factors outside of our control. However, I'm going to be doing a series of really short videos on things that you can do to become happier right now. And if you just do a little bit on a daily basis of something maybe you haven't done before, you can start to see happiness come into your life, roll into your life. I don't care if it's just for minutes a day. There's a lot of people that don't have happiness for minutes a day. And the first tip is going to be a crucial one. I'm David Essel, by the way, 45 years now in the world of counseling, writing books, as a speaker, all faith minister, and so many more things. So what is tip number one? Tip number one comes from an interview I did in the early 90s with a guy named Bear Kaufman. And I'm going to really recommend you to get his book because it should start this series off in a really great way. Happiness is a choice. Now, right away, people are going to go, David, that's too simple. That's just that positive thinking BS. And I will tell you, as I wrote a book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. This is a real powerful statement. Happiness is a choice. When you can understand that and you can wrap your arms around it, you can make a decision at any time in life to say, wait, I'm going to stop for a second. I'm going to bring up a memory of happiness while I'm stuck in traffic. I'm going to back away from this argument. I'm going to tell my partner I need a couple hours off, and I'm going to go and I'm going to reflect, and I'm going to think about happy times we've had together. Here we are in the middle of an argument again, but I'm going to reflect. Happiness is a choice, and what Bear Kaufman says in his book is his child, him and his wife's child, was born and said that he'd be institutionalized, that he would never, ever, ever amount to anything in life. The Kaufmans didn't believe it. Their son graduated from Harvard with straight A's, for God's sake. Was he really struggling as a child? Yes. They said he was autistic and that he would never live outside of mom and dad's care. Happiness is a Choice is a powerful book, and it's a powerful philosophy. I want you to write it down in your notebook, on your phone, when you get up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, when you're doing your journaling. Just write down, David, remember, happiness is your choice, exclamation point. What a great way to start this new little series, right? Get it into our heads. Throw out the crap that happiness has to be done by some external circumstance that lines up perfectly as you want. No, don't wait for that. Start to learn how to create it now, and reading that book could be the very first place to start. And if you're in a really tough place, depression, anxiety, PTSD, suicidal ideation, procrastination on steroids, reach out to me. We can help you get a happier jump on life one-on-one with me. And we also have discounts going on right now because of inflation. Go to talkdavid.com. Happiness is a choice, and we're going to help you get there. I'm David Essel. Have a beautiful day.